Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Producers looking to cut operational costs but maintain performance can consider modifying feeding frequency. Is the price of delivery to the feed bunk compensated by time and expenses? When you pencil out the cost of various supplements on a dry matter per unit of energy and protein basis, you may find some interesting discoveries. Generally, the convenience of self-fed supplements come at a price. The ideal number of feedings depend on the type of supplement. Urea-containing products need to be fed daily. But with true proteins, like alfalfa or soybean meal, there's no effect on performance when it's fed every 3 days or even every 6 days. However, energy supplements are best delivered daily. Because of rumen pH change, this variation decreases forage intake and impairs digestibility. And daily feeding gives more chances to check health and conditions cattle to human interaction. In mud-prone conditions, feeding less often can reduce surface damage. Feeding large quantities in fewer feeding sessions means that more feed is offered per feeding. This may allow more timid cattle to feed in a less competitive situation. And cattle who expect daily feeding may alter their grazing behavior in anticipation of feeding. For more information, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.